the background music there of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks, wrapping up with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 211 in that continuing series. And we're now at 10 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, an hour early this week, because we have baseball coverage coming up at 12 noon. So all of our programming moved up by an hour. All right. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on the FM dial. And again, we're at 10 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, 71 and sunshine here in Central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in right now and go to the phone line and say good morning to Mr. Dick Taddy. Dick, how are you doing?
Good morning, Si.
Yes.
From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
That's where you are, huh?
That's where I'm at.
Born and raised there?
Yes. Yes, on the outskirts of Pittsburgh, in a little town called Russellton, Pennsylvania.
All right. And so what's the conditions like in that vicinity this morning? What's your temperature and
It's fabulous. The sun's shining. I don't know what the temperature is, but it looks like it's going to be a great day.
You bet.
Well, just like your show.
Okay.
You know, I cannot believe that you're on from 5 in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. That's my shift.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And we've been doing it for about 14 years now, so, yeah. Somebody likes it, so we're happy to be here.
Congrats, man.
You bet.
I'll tell you. That's beautiful.
Well, Dick, people know about me, but they want to find out about you. Let's take her from the beginning. Where were you? You said you were born and raised there, and
in Russellton, yes. And I started playing the saxophone at the age of 11. I played my first actual job at the age of 14. So that's when I started playing professionally, actually. And I learned to play the clarinet, the piano, the banjo, the flute. I went to college. I graduated from Duquesne University in Pittsburgh. And after graduating, I learned the button box. You know, that's a great instrument. It's so popular in our area that I figured, you know, this is nice for picnics, just to go out and, you know, serenade on the button box. So I've been playing that since the early 70s.
Okay. You know. Okay. Well, that's really neat. Now, family at all, Dick?
Yes, I have a daughter, Melissa, and I wrote actually two songs for her, the Melissa Ann Waltz and Little Child Waltz.
Okay.
I wrote the Little Child Waltz for the first child that I would have.
Oh.
And we had Melissa. And so there it is. She has that song and plus the one that I did later on, Melissa Ann Walls.
Okay. And how old would she be these days now?
Well, she's going to have a birthday in in November. She's going to be 47.
Oh, it's not so a little girl anymore.
And she's still my little child.
She still
is,
though.
You know how that goes.
Isn't that special? You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. So how many years have you been playing now, Dick, if you started when you were 14?
Well, you know, it's probably
around
64 years.
Really? Wow.
I've had the Dick Taddy Orchestra for 54 years. This is our 54th anniversary this year, and we kind of celebrate that every November at a local club, the Ackman Club, you know, in Ackman Trenton, Pennsylvania. And it'll be a big to-do, you know. I've been playing quite a while, but you know, when it's in your blood and it's a part of you, I just have that love for polka music.
Absolutely. Now, have you made your full time living on music, or did you do something else for a career?
No. I taught instrumental music for 34 years.
Oh, you did.
And I taught in the Pittsburgh Catholic schools. I taught in the Pittsburgh City schools. And I finished up at North Allegheny School District. I taught there for 26 years, and that's where I retired from.
Okay.
Back in 1999.
All right. And I suppose through your years, you have seen quite a bit of change through the music industry, too, huh?
Well, you know, polka music is happy music.
Yes.
And As far as change there, no. It's still happy polka music, mm-hmm. okay? But the crowds are different now. The younger people, not so much picking up, you know, the dancing routines and whatever, and listening to the music and coming out to the clubs. A lot of clubs are no longer, you know, there's just like the special Oktoberfest and special dances, sure. things like that.
You bet, you bet. Well, Dick, just talk a little bit about your recordings. Now, I had gotten one from you, I think it was a while back here, that said, let me see what it says here. He's Back. That's the one. Was that your latest recording?
Well, that's my solo album,
right.
which got the award for Best New Recording
okay.
through the Cleveland Style Polka Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And the song on there that I wrote for my grandkids, Just Be... and Maggie's song got it for Best New Song of the Year.
Oh, wow.
So I was really kind of happy about that one. That was my last one,
okay.
Which was released last year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you were explaining to me that you did several solo albums, and then you did some with DTO.
Right. The two solo albums, the first one was released in 2003.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was called Richard L. Michael Patty Presents the Greatest Slovenian Polka Hits.
Okay.
And that got it for the album of the year also.
Really?
So
wow.
I was on cloud nine. I mean, both my solo albums got awards, you know.
That's awesome.
And then in 2010, which was the last, now we put a series of the best of DTO, mm-hmm. okay, the fifth decade,
yep.
and we put four recordings out, and each recording has about 25 selections. It actually, these four selections have everything that we've done since 1963 to the present time. But in 2010, I wrote a song for my fiancé, La Ballina Waltz, Margie's song, and it got her for Best New Song of the Year in 2000. I think it was, I wrote it in 10, so 2011 it got the award.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Very,
I got
very
some beautiful
good.
Crystal awards from the Hall of Fame, and I do appreciate, you know,
oh,
everything that I go on, you know.
No, which Hall of Fame are you talking about? Do you have one in Pennsylvania or
Cleveland?
Cleveland
style.
Oh,
Cleveland
style.
Ohio.
Okay, and yeah. is that how you describe your music? The style that you're playing is Cleveland style, or what? Are Slovenian
yeah,
style?
It is Slovenian style.
Uh-huh.
And,
just
a little story that goes back when I was a youngster. Mom and Dad brought home tambourine music and polka music, and this was like right before World War II was coming to a close there.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved them both, and I'm Croatian and Serbian.
Okay.
And I took to the Slovenian style because in school they offered band instruments, and I started out on the saxophone. So naturally, Slovenian music today has a saxophone in it, so that's the direction I went. But I was introduced to both, you know,
sure.
tambourine music and Slovenian polka music.
Now, is there a lot of that style in your vicinity there? Because
yes.
by contrast, here in Minnesota, we have a lot of Dutchman style, especially
right.
in the New
right.
Ulm area, I'm sure you're well aware of.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh and surrounding areas, in Youngstown and its surrounding areas, in Cleveland, in Michigan, around Milwaukee, you have that type of music, the Slovenian music.
Sure.
Which Frankie Yankovic, you know, was our hero. If it wasn't for him, I don't know if we'd be playing polka music today, but, you know, with his Blue Skirt Waltz.
Sure.
And Just Because it went, you know, million sellers.
Absolutely.
That started the ball rolling for our Slovenian bands.
Well, you answered my next question. I was going to ask you who you looked up to, mention some of your fellow Slovenian style. And, of course, Frankie would have been one that I would have expected.
Yeah.
Maybe Roger
yeah.
Bright or Marv Herzog. Any of those guys ring a bell to you?
Well, my top five were Yankovic. But now you have to look at the other bands. They had saxophones. Yankovic didn't, but he
okay.
started everything.
Sure.
But I love Kenny Bass.
Oh, yeah.
And his polka fathers. Johnny Vadel.
Mm-hmm.
Pecan and Tree Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And who I'm missing in one. My mind's a blank right now. But that's pretty much, you know,
sure.
what I focused on. The big influence was Kenny Bass.
Yes, sir.
I love Dick Fleischman's saxophone playing, and I loved it, and that's what started it for me.
Well, neat. Well, Dick, if we can ask you to stand by for just a moment here. We've reached 11 o'clock here in central Minnesota, and we're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. We'll come back with you and close out the show.
Good enough.
All right. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. This weekend on Friday and Saturday, it will be the St. Joe Lady Lions cooking and hosting at the Brat Sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Come out and roar just a little bit and socialize with the ladies while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. Looking at the calendar, it's State Fair time, Minnesota State Fair time. If you're planning to attend the fair, be sure to check out the building where all the meats are displayed. The St. Joe Meat Market, usually along with a lot of other meat markets from around the state of Minnesota, get together and put together a nice display of award-winning products for you to view. It's an excellent opportunity for you to see which markets are successful and doing great work. The brat of the week this week is another very popular brat. It's our smoked pineapple brat, starting with a nice blend of pork and beef with a generous amount of real pineapple added and seasoned to perfection. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. As always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. The St. Joe Meat Market open daily Monday through Thursday, 6 to 6, Friday nights till 7, Saturdays till 5, closed on Sundays. And for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, and you can always call 320-363-4913. That's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Dick, for being our guest on the program, and we've been doing this for the past how many years, the St. Joe Meat Market, along with Chasm, well, we put up a nice meat package, and we send that out to you and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Thank you so much. I was going to say, while you're doing your commercial there, boy, you're really making me hungry.
Well, that's been my lifelong career. I followed my dad's footsteps. I worked in the meat market. It'll be 50 years for me next June that I've been there. That's when Dad bought the meat market, and Dad was a drummer. If you ever heard of Tony and Betty Wolf and the Deutschmeister Orchestra, they've been inducted in the Hall of Fame over in Milwaukee. He was their original drummer. So he made sausage by day, and evenings and weekends he made music. He was a drummer, and I followed right after him, and I do the same thing.
Are you a drummer also?
I am a drummer by trade. I do play a little bit of concertina, and I took trumpet in high school, so I can do three instruments, but not nearly as many as you do.
This is good. I didn't know that background.
Okay.
Your background.
Sure.
But that's great, then,
You bet.
We can relate.
You bet. Well, Dick, just in the few minutes we have left, now, a Slovenian style maybe just a little bit different than the Dutchman style, but you guys do some of the traditional songs, too, do you not? I mean, you'll do the Blue Skirt Waltz or
sure.
Helena Polka.
I played it yesterday.
Did you? Ah.
Yeah.
Where were you at yesterday?
Well, it was a ethnic fest.
Okay.
Here in the area. So,
okay.
We played that. People still love it. The old-timers, they love it.
That's awesome. Are you still finding a lot of work yet, Dick?
I am. I'm playing with my group, the DTO,
uh-huh.
and I'm also playing with my brother's group, the JTB, Jack Caddy Bears.
Okay.
And it's enough work, I'll tell you. I played three jobs over the weekend, so
I'm
kind of just resting up now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite music to play? Polkas, waltzes? Do you have a favorite song in mind, or what comes out of that button box first thing you grab it?
I love the songs I wrote for my kids,
Sure.
But the first tune I ever learned, I don't know if you know of it, it's called Top of the Hill Polka.
Oh, yeah.
And I like that so much. It was written by Frank Novak.
Okay.
I'm sure he was on one of the recordings with Frank Yankovic in the later years.
Yeah.
But he's from Cleveland, and I always liked the song, and that's the first one I learned.
Okay. And I know Frankie's got that one recorded, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I was going to say, you had asked me, we had talked earlier, some of the things that impacted my life, that really is like special, very special to me. And number one was the Grammy nomination in 1992.
Oh, yes.
That was a big thing for me, you know, in our band.
Okay.
We've been banded year through the Hall of Fame, 1995, 2010. And I've received Musician of the Year a couple times, too, you know. So it's been great. I mean, polka music has been great for me, I'm sure for you, you know. And it's just fantastic being a part of your radio show, you know, and for all your listeners to know who I am and where I come from.
Absolutely. And we're going to get some of your music in the system here so that Central Minnesota will be hearing some of DTO and Dick Taddy as well. Do you have a special memory? I mean, you were mentioning the awards that you got. You got any memories? I'm sure you did some traveling over the years. Any flat tires or hitting a deer or anything on the way to a job? Or any of those good things, bad things?
I just, you know, really remember a job we played in Pittsburgh here, and I got a call from Burbank, California, and we played for the reception of the drummer for the Tonight Show,
Kimmel
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. His drummer is originally from Hermitage, PA, and his wife-to-be then was from South Park, PA, and they were having their reception back here in Pennsylvania, and I almost went through the floor when I heard it was him, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't even know him, actually, you know.
Sure,
and
sure.
He heard our music on the internet, on YouTube.
Sure.
And he wanted our band to play.
Awesome.
But as far as flat tires and whatever,
yep.
I can't think of anything that, I know my bass player hit a deer.
Okay.
but, you know, there's nothing really. I mean, we...
Everything's been uneventful, and that's a good thing
because so pathetic, you know.
Yeah, I've asked the same question to a number of bands, and I've heard from everything from tires being stole off the vehicle while they were playing to, you know, all sorts of things. So yeah, if you don't have anything eventful, then you've been very fortunate.
Right.
You bet. What's the future look like, Dick? What have you got on the calendar?
Well, we have a lot of Oktoberfest coming up, you know, because it's going to be the
that time of the year, yeah.
In September and October, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of Christmas shows. We put the Christmas album out, a Christmas special, a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
And we did re-release that album, Christmas DTO Christmas Special. And we have some real nice vocals, you know,
sure.
3-4-part harmonies and... you know, that album is very good to us, and we do get a lot of jobs, you know, for the Christmas holiday. So we'll be busy, definitely.
Well, very good. Well, our time has run out, Dick, so we want to thank you. Take this opportunity to thank you very specially for taking time out. I know you're, what, an hour later than us? Are you at 10 after 12 now about over there in Pennsylvania?
Right, yep. Right.
Yep. So,
correct.
So we want to thank you for taking that time and joining us. And I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are still both here down the road sometime. We'll do this thing
again
sometime.
Yeah. God gave us another day.
That's
and,
right.
And you God bless and take care, and I'll be talking to you.
All right.
And if you want... I'll either talk to you or see you down Polka Road somewhere.
There you go.
Hopefully.
Perfect. I'm going to talk to you off the air in just a moment here, so just hang on
okay.
the line. We're going to let you run. Have a great day, Dick.
Okay, you too, and your audience.
All right, and there he goes, Mr. Dick Taddy, out of the Pennsylvania, state of Pennsylvania, our 211th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on Chasm. 9 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. Don't go away. We'll have music coming up by the Dick Taddy Orchestra in just a moment.